Meet the Kennedys at Lasseter's, hall at the Waterhole. A cup of tea at Harold Sonia's nursery for a stroll. It's time to neighbors. CJ, Kate, and Vaya. Let's get the neighbors.
Okay, I have press record now.
So it is recording?
It's recording.
Okay.
Welcome to Neighbors. Vaya's not here. So a week ago we recorded a podcast and we made a lot of jokes about how Vaya's not here and how things might go wrong. And then I didn't record it properly and Vaya couldn't use the recording to make an episode. So those jokes were really funny.
They were great.
Yeah, they were really good, but no one heard them.
That's right. Hopefully they're hearing these ones.
Hopefully they are. So I'm CJ.
Oh, and I'm Bechdel.
And Vaya's not here.
So hopefully people are hearing this.
Yes. Kate's also not here, but she often doesn't do the recording or the editing. So
yeah.
She brings the Kate Stradamus and her surly attitude.
Exactly.
Anyway, so stepping in for surly attitude, is that one of us?
I don't think it's either of us, really. Oh, we can both do it, let's be honest.
You did make an amazing joke about when you go to see Romeo and Romeo.
Oh, and it's like when you're expecting Anne Juliet with Rob Millsy Mills and you're like, but here's the understudy, Barry from Warrandyte, and I feel like Barry from Warrandyte. And it was funny last week and it's funny now.
It's funny now. And it's even more funny that the understudy, like, director was in.
That's right. It was a real, real Sunday afternoon matinee situation there.
So the really great part is that we're now going to talk about lots of episodes.
Well, that's right. We can talk about all of it.
Yeah. And we can glean over some of the stuff that really wasn't that good.
Correct.
Yeah. So we're starting with the week of March 25th. So pre-Easter and post-Easter, and it was 9,014, which is a lot of episodes, Neighbours.
It's a lot.
Yeah. And Bec's got notes because she's organised.
I did. And that week we started with my favourite thing, the party at the Rodwells that went for, felt like a year and a half.
Yeah.
And what you might recall is that episode started with Byron saying to Sadie, am I your dirty little secret? And she said, dirty because you've got my mum's ball juice all down your top.
That's right. This entire episode was dedicated to ball juice.
It was, Wendy's ball juice.
Yeah, yeah. So I rewatched this episode last night. So that means I've watched it like three times now. Okay, so firstly, the ball juice aside, because that's wonderful. Sure. And most things about this party were wonderful, including Jules.
Yeah, oh, love Jules.
But Byron as the saddest bee.
So sad.
Like even when he is like conceivably in like a good romantic situation.
He's so sad.
He's so weird.
Yeah, I find Byron complicated. Like, sure, he seemed like a good guy. We know he's good in the sack, but do something with your life, sir.
Yes.
Don't just be sad. He works at Lasseter's. I mean, sure, it's a job.
But like the thing I don't understand, I don't know what kind of law he was going to do, right? But can't you just be a lawyer as your part-time job?
Yeah, you can.
Yeah, like couldn't you just sign wills or something?
Sure. I mean, that's a thing. Yeah.
You could do something.
Toadie, give him a job.
Yeah, Toadie would give him a job in a heartbeat. He wouldn't even know he worked there.
No, he could just start now while Toadie's in Disneyland.
That's wherever a good point. He is.
In my head, it's Disneyland.
Yeah, and I don't really know what Toadie does other than when, like, someone on the street's been up for murder.
And he doesn't do that well.
God, no. You
wouldn't.
Yeah, you'd prefer to be in Summer Bay. I don't know if there's a lawyer there, but you'd prefer that.
But you'd prefer it even if there wasn't.
I don't understand. But, like, I feel like there's law things that need to be done that are not, like, that taxing.
He could be Mackenzie's PA.
Yeah.
Paralegal.
Wonderful, because he knows stuff about the law.
That's right. Done. But last week or that Easter week, Byron and Sadie were making me feel very uncomfortable because it was all about the losing virginity 2.0, which I was just not here for. I'm not here for them together, frankly.
Yep. And that's because she's 19?
In my head, I've decided she's 19 and he's 28.
Okay. And one thing that I've noticed about him lately is the way he walks reminds me of Burns from The Simpsons. So he kind of prances around a bit and it's part of his saddest bee because he's a bit like, ooh, 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 ooh. And because he's feeling love
Yeah, he's got the feels.
Yeah, and ball juice. So.
Yeah, I mean, who amongst us isn't, I guess, yeah.
Exactly. I don't know, it's like he prances around a little bit and because, you know, like Burns, how he walks on like his tippy toes.
Yes. Yeah. Okay.
And then he just gets sadder and weirder.
It's not good, is it?
No, it's not. And he isn't emotionally mature though. While no. he might be 28, he's definitely not there mentally.
No, he's sexually mature.
Yeah, he is. Yep. That's fine. And that's an emotional IQ.
Sure.
But it's not it.
I feel a bit sorry for the character of Byron because what's the point of him?
Yeah.
Him and Dex Varga Murphy, honestly, like they could disappear and we'd never know where they were again. They
would. I would like it if he was a sex worker still.
Yeah, at least that's a bit of fun.
Yeah. Do you think that they neighbours can't actually cope with him being a sex worker and in a relationship?
Yeah, I think that would be just too confusing for them to try and break down.
But I would like it if he worked at the hotel as like a ruse.
Oh, yeah. Or
to get like free rooms for his work.
I see. Or maybe it's like a whole thing, right? So someone goes to the hotel and they're like, I'd like to check in. And Byron's like, I'll show you to your room. So he's sort of doing two jobs in one.
Yeah, and like two paychecks.
Yes.
Like in the pandemic when people had two work from home jobs.
That would be great. And an OnlyFans.
Yes. Three jobs. Yeah.
That would be great actually.
And it would be, I mean, you know, rest in no longer in the storyline, Vaya's TV boyfriend.
Yeah.
But I would like an OnlyFans on the show again.
I think we need that. Yeah. Let's bring that back.
And I think if that was his storyline, because he could bring new female and male characters in, who knows?
That's right. Who knows?
We don't know what his target market is for the for his business. What was his name again?
Like I forgot.
Blaze of Glory or something?
Sure, why not?
He could bring new characters in.
Yes.
All the time.
That's actually a really good idea.
Yeah, but he's not. He is dating Sadie and working at Lasseter's. Like he doesn't have any particular job. Like he's a bellhop, but he's also behind reception.
Yeah.
He's a man at hand there.
He is a man at hand.
Yeah. So yeah. Anyway, but he gets ball juice on him and he's – I think what they're trying to do is they're trying to be – like the neighbours are trying to make it sexy that they're like – they're talking about their date before.
Yeah.
But I'm just uncomfortable.
It's very uncomfortable. I feel like someone at neighbours has recently decided that they're going to be all about the sex.
Yeah, okay. What, they're recently divorced maybe?
Yeah, I reckon. Like there's a lot of sex talk. There's a lot of sex stuff. Like in that Easter week we had Sarge and Wendy doing what, three times Sarge. Well done, yes, sir.
Now he got that advice from his soon-to-be son-in-law.
It's lovely. It's very lovely. And I might be getting my weeks confused. It was either one of the weeks. We're kind of crossing over.
This is the Easter week episode of Name.
That's right. Yeah. Where Sadie just literally said sex, 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 sex to her dad. Mm-hmm. And I was like, okay, we're hearing about it. We're here.
I do enjoy – I love that. So I'm an only child and I identify the same gender as Sadie. But I love their – relationship. I think whoever has written their family dynamic is from an only child,
yeah, okay,
family, because it's very triangle family. The mum and dad are still talking about like how can they like, you know, have a movie, sit down with their kid in an obsessive way that you don't get if you have to spread your attention across more children.
Yeah, because I thought it was a bit weird. But I think I was like, is this a bit full on? And then I think, A, I'm not an only child, and B, I didn't live at home when I was that age.
No, you didn't.
I lived in a different city. And so I was like, this is just so foreign to me, but maybe it's realistic.
Yeah. And for instance, my husband used to think that the way me and my parents acted was a bit weird, but not ball juice weird.
Yeah, not that weird.
But now that we have an only child, it's like it's completely acceptable for me and my parents to call each other 15 times a day.
Okay. And are you a bit like Wendy Rodwell with your child? Are you like, I'm not a regular mum, I'm a cool mum?
100%.
Yeah.
Yeah. I will be that. Although I will behave so well and I'll be like Wendy does. And if my husband does anything like Sarge does, I will be putting him out the back in the shed.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
You are the Wendy Rodwell amongst us.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah. I actually really like Wendy. She's really grown on me.
I really like Wendy. And also at the party, one bit that we didn't pick up last time is she was showing someone a piece of artwork because now it's in her storyline that she's going to be an art teacher.
Yeah.
And it was like a piece of paper. I swear to God, it might have been Sadie's artwork from when she was a kid.
Brilliant.
Which is great because if she wants to develop young artists.
Yeah, start at yeah. home.
But, yeah, I think that's really wonderful that we're just popping that onto. So Jules is at the party.
Jules, my hero, who, I mean, so Holly's trying to crack on to Felix and Jules rocks up and wearing the same outfit as Holly.
Yep.
2-for-1 Supre, I think, bodycon on sale this week.
Yeah, I think so. Although Jules arrives in business casual blazer on top, so we don't know until, like, you know, they've been at the party for a little bit. I mean, if you're rewatching it for a third time, you might pick it up.
We might pick that up, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. But Jules, she has a couple of bangers. For instance, she's not going to add another O to her name.
No.
Because you don't get many prime ministers with two O's in their name or two Jules with their O's in their name. And Julia.
Taken.
Our prime minister that had a similar name.
That's right.
Didn't have any O's.
Oh, that's right. Because she says she meets Aaron. She goes, oh, with two A's. And he goes, yeah, and a Ron. That was great.
I'm really impressed. Sorry. Like, he was at this party. And I think the thing about grief that a lot of people don't realize is that you can weirdly act normal.
Yeah.
And you can be completely distressed and not able to act normal, or you can go to your neighbor's party and just stand there.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's fine. And I'm really impressed with the way that Aaron is doing that.
Yeah.
Because he's flipping in and out. Later in the week, he helps someone with their grief in the next week. Like, he slips into I understand this zone, and also other weird stuff happens. But I really enjoy that.
His grief is very realistic, I think.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
His mother, what would you call, so Nicolette, so Nicolette's mum, what is he? So he's the grandmother of his child.
Child, sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So she doesn't seem to have any grief.
No, she's pretty chill, actually.
Yeah. For someone who lived with that person.
It's almost like from the start, she's just like, I've excluded myself from this situation. Yeah. Like, she never was upset.
No. No. She was always a bit like, oh, like, this is tough for my loved ones.
Yeah, but she was not that concerned.
Yeah, which is strange.
That is strange.
Yeah. So another important fact is Wendy is treating this like a birthday party, so she's made a cake.
Yeah.
She comes out and she's singing a song, Happy Welcome to You or something.
It was something like that.
And I'm not sure, but also totally perfect for her personality.
Isn't it?
Yep.
And I feel like also Wendy would be that kind of person that if she did that, everyone would be like, oh, yeah. That's fine. That adds up.
Mm. And she walks out with this, and this is as Ho-Ho and Jules have realized that they're, after all, Jules owns the same man.
Mm.
And Jules, there was a suggestion of a menage a trois for a minute.
Which, I mean, not, why not?
Why not? I mean, I think, and Ho-Ho's like the same age as Sadie, right?
Yeah.
But she is just so much more emotionally mature.
Yeah, she's also Izzy Hoyland's daughter, right? Like, she's seen some shit.
Yeah.
Like, she knows what's what and who's where and why.
She knows everything. And I actually, like, she was going after Felix. I would be very uncomfortable if they were in a relationship.
I don't know why, but that would make me less uncomfortable. That might say something about me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But also, like, can you imagine Carl's reaction to this?
Brilliant.
He also is home and doesn't seem to be caring about anything.
My favorite bit about the return of Carl was, where's Susan? Oh, she's staying for a couple more weeks. What is she doing?
So we are to suggest that they're still on their honeymoon.
Yeah, but aren't they in Europe?
Chloe and Jelly.
Chelly.
They went to, yeah, I mean, aren't you going to run out of money?
I say this as someone who's going to Europe next week.
Yep.
Humble brag.
By the way, Beck is wearing a striped top. She's Parisian.
I am.
Here, now.
I've got a baguette on the bench ready to go. My point is, in these troubled, expensive times, right, you're going to Europe for a finite amount of time, right?
Mm.
I could not just do a couple more weeks is my first point. And secondly, Susan, you were going up there for like a week and you've been there for months and months.
Yeah.
How many pairs of undies did she take?
Or have they arrived home from their honeymoon and she just won't leave?
That could be it. You know what, though? She knows there is a lot of shit going on back at home and she's going to have to sort it out.
Yeah, I know. And we miss Suze this week.
Oh, she's necessary at the moment.
Yeah. And look, to be honest, Carl could have been up for more.
Carl was a bit of a, like, there's part of me that, you know, I tend to overthink things, but I was like, have they divorced and they don't want to tell us?
Imagine that.
You know what I mean? Like, Suze hasn't come home. Carl's acting quite weird. I mean, he's got the shits with Mel, right? That's the moral story for ruining Toadie, which, I mean, to be fair, so do I. There's one point where Carl says he and Melanie sort of are making up and he says to her, but you're family, Melanie, and so is Toadie. And I'm like, they had sex, Carl. They're not both family. Let's not say that. That's gross.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That made me uncomfortable.
That is not okay. Yeah. Anyway, the cake. Jules grabs this cream and strawberry like sponge situation and puts it all over Ho-Ho's head and she leaves the party. She doesn't get ejected. She says, yes. I'm out.
Smart.
Smart, because I think she probably, yeah. And then she says to Felix, sorry, I Julesed out there.
So good.
I love her.
I love her. I love that she has her own verb.
Why not? And she's also like, is her name Jules? Jules, like, what did it? Was she called that when she was born with two O's? So. With one O?
I hope so. No, I think it's two O's. Yeah, she didn't want to add a third.
Oh, she didn't want to add three.
Yeah,
fair.
Yeah,
fair.
Jules,
Jules.
When she leaves is when we become aware of the plot because she says to Felix, "Once you've robbed that, and I quote, schooly retirement place," end quote. Then we can go to, where are we going? Vietnam.
Philippines.
Philippines.
Yeah. The Philippines has never got more PR.
What do you think they're doing in the Philippines? Is it just like a holiday?
Yeah. It's the last time, not the last time I recorded a podcast, but the last time one was edited and put to publish.
Different times.
Different times. Kate was like, what is this about? She hadn't heard about it, but I've had some friends that go there and then subsequently Kate found an article, so Philippines are getting their PR everywhere,
yeah.
About that it's sort of the hidden, you know, right? Favorite new destination for Aussies to go.
Yeah.
And there's islands and there's water, you know.
Felix has been in prison though. How's he been across this?
Well, that's a good point. And also, like, can he go there? Because I feel like most countries are not pro that.
No, he's still on, like, bail. He still has to check in.
He did say something about – she did say something about a fake passport.
Oh, yeah. Oh, well, that's fine then.
Yeah. He'll just leave.
Don't worry about it.
Passport – I can't imagine it's that easy to fake a passport.
I wouldn't have thought so.
No, like you got to scan them.
Yeah, there's like technological stuff.
Yeah, and like I've changed a lot since my passport photo and like a lot of the times they're like, come
really?
On.
Really? Yeah. Yeah.
And anyway.
Yours isn't fake.
No, it's not fake. I got it at the post office.
Yeah. Okay,
yeah. I mean, because some post offices here in Australia do look fake though, so you never know.
You never know.
So she leaves and old mate JJ is listening like a creep, can I be honest?
JJ, like, that child makes me feel uncomfortable.
Yeah. So he is just in the bushes.
Yep.
Listening to what he doesn't know is his father, but we all know this.
We all know.
And he's like, you're going to rob your employer.
Yeah.
And he's so disgruntled that he is easily turned around to being part of the crime.
It was a quick turn too. Mm. Like very – JJ needs some mates is one of my concerns for him.
Mm-hmm.
He's a strange child.
And I think we sort of got the point that like – look, I think mums have tried their best. I really do think they have.
Yeah.
And up until they got involved in that Werribee crime thing, I think they had a pretty normal life. And then Werribee crime, and then they moved to Erinsborough.
Yeah, true. Yeah, fair.
And I don't think they were prepared for parenting in Erinsborough.
Well, it's a different type, isn't it?
Yeah. And when you say he doesn't have mates, maybe he had mates at school in Werribee.
That's right, before the Limpole brothers.
Yeah, and there's no, like, no talk to that because they moved house. Remember, they just moved house. They just didn't even care.
Yeah.
And these are kids that, like, probably would have an opinion on, like, losing their mates.
You'd think so.
Yeah. Like, at the age that they're at, they're not four.
No, it's actually quite strange.
Yeah.
I've got a lot of questions. Yeah. I think they need to go to Georgie Stone's mum and get some counselling.
Well, I mean, if we could get them more in the show. because there's a few people that could see Georgie's mum.
I agree. Well, then we get to the sauna.
Oh.
Oh, I know.
So, okay. So all week we're talking about this presentation that needs to be done. Now, firstly, because I've rewatched this, Chelsea, you are such a bee.
Such a bee. Like such a piece of work.
Oh, my God. The little backhander she gives all the time. And she scolds Paul even.
Yeah.
It's part of her thing. Chelsea is, firstly, she's going to the needle. What are they called again?
Acupuncturist.
Yeah, because she's trying to get pregnant.
I can't.
Now, I have a case for dramas from one of our listeners that I need to bring up about Chelsea.
Yes, please.
I'm just double checking that they have given me permission. So Tom.
Yes.
Has said, my Kate Stradamus is tingling. I didn't know it was a body
Lucky
part.
Lucky you, Tom.
Kate, did you know your Kate Stradamus is a body part? Anyway, I think Chelsea is going to try and seduce Leo and her plan is that Leo is more virile.
Fair.
So she'll get pregnant and then she'll tell everyone it's Paul's.
One flaw in that.
There is one flaw, you're right. What is that, Beck?
That Leo is Asian and Paul is not.
Yes. But is she hoping – does she not get that?
I don't think so.
But I actually think that is possible – and I agree with Tom because I think it's possible that she wouldn't get that.
I agree because I don't think she's the sharpest tool in the shed.
No, she is gorgeous and she is hilarious and I'm glad she's there, but I don't like her at all.
No. I reckon – and Leo – as we know from one of the weeks we're talking about, is moving back into the penthouse. So easy access.
And she's not happy about that, by the way. She is intimidated by literally Paul's left leg or whichever leg it
whichever
is.
Whichever one it is that's there.
Anything that spends more than a minute with him.
Yeah.
She is annoyed.
She is annoyed. I actually really like that theory. And although do we need another character to have sex with both Paul and Leo? Was once enough.
Oh, my God.
Like, I know they do a lot of intergenerational stuff on that show, but the same father and son, like, is that a thing?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, we've lost Paul. The bad one that didn't have the kidney, you and I talked about last week, we're not sure if he's alive or not.
Yeah.
I think if he was dead, Paul would have brought up that he'd lost a child before.
Sure.
Had he lost any other children?
Well, he probably doesn't know where some of them are.
Yeah. Anyway, some of them are in New York. Remember when Leo lived there?
Yeah, they were different times.
Yeah, they were. I mean, I'm glad to have Leo back. A lot of people talk about how, like, what is he doing there? Like, with Dex and the other people that don't need to be there.
Byron.
Oh, yeah.
But Leo's there for...
Dimples.
Dimples, really. I wanted to say something deeper, but I don't think there was.
He actually moves the storyline a lot.
He does actually. He's a plot point.
Yeah. I don't believe he does it.
No.
But him being there does it.
Yeah. Like him and Krista, I don't buy, right? As love. Mm. But he's helpful for her storyline.
Yeah. And I think that they've got a bit in common. Like he's not a billionaire's child.
Yeah.
Not in the same way.
No.
But they've both got dads that have got a you know.
They both got daddy issues.
Good point. They both love David.
Yep.
I think probably she loved David more than
him. I think so. They're both very attractive.
Yes. Beautiful.
Which is helpful.
Yes. And now they're going to live. I think. Is she moving into the penthouse?
Well, no. I think she's staying in the share house.
Oh.
Which is not great.
I reckon she'll move in.
How big is the penthouse?
I think we've had Leo have a girlfriend in there before, haven't we?
I think, but.
When he was with his sister.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's convenient, though. If you're with your sister, you may as well live in your dad's house, I guess.
All right. She's got this presentation, and we're going to just drop this here, and then we're going to come back to it because you've got a lot of things to say about Haz.
Yeah.
But the first little flag we've got that things are going wrong is that she can't get to her presentation.
Yeah.
On her computer. Haz somehow has an IT knowledge. Sure. We don't know why. And he helps her. In the cafe, in houses. And she runs off. She's got a spring in her step, by the way.
Doesn't she?
Yeah. And we've had a lot of she's gone and got the scan. She's started buying clothes. She's showing. All the things that should make us as neighbours watchers realise.
Something bad is going to happen.
Yeah.
They laid it out for us.
Yeah, they did. And, like, I mean, the second that she goes into the hot place,
yeah,
which we're getting there. I knew what was going to happen because that was my reason for not exercising when I was pregnant.
Yes,
you don't want to heat up the baby.
That's very smart.
Yeah, but it was mainly I didn't want to exercise.
Doesn't matter.
Mm. But no, it doesn't matter. And firstly, I don't think the sauna is on all the time. Like, because they go in there later in the week and, like, it's not on. Like, it's just room, right?
But I assume, because we know that Chelsea, like, did the lock, she must have turned it on and then locked it, do you think?
Yeah. So she comes up. She has tried everything. She has, like, white aunted her, said, oh, why are you doing the presentation? You're just a billionaire's kid.
Yeah, you dumb.
Yeah. And, oh, and she's picked up her spelling errors. As somebody who's dyslexic and makes spelling errors all the time, I wanted to slap her.
As someone who went to school in the 80s and therefore can't spell,
yeah,
I felt personally attacked.
Yeah. How dare she?
How very dare she?
Also, Paul, before this, I need to point out, he like fires her, but she does not leave.
So good. I mean, say what you like about Chelsea, right? But she sees what she wants and she goes for it.
Yeah, and she's like, no, I don't want to leave. And he's like, no, look, it wasn't forever. Like, to please stop.
Please stop doing my job that you are not qualified for and no one wants you to do.
Yeah, what do you think she – like, she keeps talking about how she's put her, like, business life on hold, which I'm not sure is true.
Well, because wasn't her business that perfume?
Yeah, and she got a good contract because she put it in all the rooms.
That's right, but then what happens? Like, that feels like a one-off sort of situation.
It does. Although she is butting up with Lucy. We hear that again. Lucy and her are best mates.
I think Lucy gives a flying fuck.
Lucy doesn't know anything about her.
And also Lucy's like, if I made best friends with every woman my brother shacked up with, I'd get nothing else done.
Nothing.
She's already got 5 failed sister-in-laws.
Yeah, and probably some of them she likes.
Well, that's right.
She likes Therese.
She does.
Yeah, that's a person she's actually friends with.
Correct.
That's a person she catches up with, even if they're not married to Paul.
Exactly.
Chelsea, I think she's got some respect for being, because she was able to leave. If Chelsea wasn't there, Lucy would have had to stay in Aaronsboro to look after her brother and the business.
True.
So she's like, thanks for that, because I live in New York.
Yeah, I've got stuff on.
Yeah, and I've got a kid and I live in New York.
That's it, really.
Yeah, like I don't need to be in Aaronsboro. No. I don't need – like you go back to where you're from.
Yeah.
Right, which is reasonable, but it's not Aaronsboro.
No, it's not Aaronsboro.
No. Yep. So Chelsea gets called – sorry, Chelsea comes in and says there's a problem with the sauna right before the presentation.
That's right.
So she goes down there and immediately is locked in.
And we just – you knew what was going to happen.
She's so smart. She takes off her jacket straight away and she's trying to do everything. She's banging but also like no one's there.
No one's there.
And Chelsea, she should know this.
See, this is like next level from Chelsea.
Yeah. It's like she was running on the adrenaline.
Yeah.
Of doing the presentation. That's the only thing that matters. In our last recording, you did point out she had a ring light.
I did, yes.
That kind of thing gives you different energy.
Bit of zhuzh.
Yes, but also like you're like, I've got a ring light.
Yeah, correct.
What I'm doing is important.
Yeah. Yep. It's enough to fix my lighting.
It is. And as Paul has mentioned before, like don't even worry about it. It's just hotel managers. They're all asleep. They're not really listening to
you. Yeah. Cameras off.
Cameras off. Oh, my God, the amount of people that are eating in that meeting with just their cameras
like,
off.
And then someone be like, oh, Beck, and you're like, fuck. Yeah, no, definitely agree. Yep.
Yep, definitely. I was there for all of that.
Yep.
A lie-in sounds like a great event. Sure. And then before they know it, they're hosting a lie-in outside in London
in the middle of winter.
Whoops.
That'd be good, actually.
Yeah, or would it be in Hackney?
Yeah, it didn't come up on booking.com recently when I was trying to find accommodation, but, you know, that might be more of a direct book sort of situation.
Somebody posted the Lasseter's Darwin in the council.
Brilliant.
In the last fortnight sometime. And the sign's falling off.
So sad.
It's so perfect. Oh, man. So Krista, she passes out by the time Paul gets to her, because he immediately – Paul is developing – a child level love for this
he is
child for this in his head child, Krista.
I agree.
Yeah. And he doesn't. Chelsea's straight like, how unprofessional that she didn't show up to her ring light presentation.
Yeah, exactly. Like, she put on the ring light for that.
Paul, he goes to find her. She's passed out on the ground. He has to push the door open.
Oh. And then he goes with her to the hospital.
He does. He does try and call Leo.
Leo.
Where is his phone?
What is he doing?
I don't know, because it's like, look, I understand that running a winery that has a restaurant and a distillery.
Sure.
Probably is a lot of work.
Well, no one else would know because no such things ever existed before.
That's true.
Yeah.
But also, I don't believe for a second he's doing the work.
He's doing nothing.
Like, he for sure has a really capable, it's either already in the hole or he has someone really capable running.
That's right. And he just flits in and out. Yeah. Imagine he's that kind of manager that he walks in and goes, yep. How's it going, everyone? Yep, going well. Good, good. I'll just be in my office. Yep. Yeah. And then Wordle, I don't know what it is.
Flashes the dimples.
Yeah. And people are like, great.
Yeah, Wordle votes in Craig's poll on his neighbour's council.
That's right. Like,
and then that's his
he's
day.
He's like, got to go, guys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And also, the other thing I can't believe is he would not forget his phone ever because he needs to do stories.
Correct. He is a man of Instagram, Leo.
100%.
Yeah.
That is where the character and the actor don't deviate.
I agree.
I imagine Leo's feed is much like Tim's.
I agree. And as someone who is a fine connoisseur of Tim's feed.
Why wouldn't you be? Yeah. So there's Paul's first error. Why didn't he just go on the Snapchat map?
That's right. DM him.
Yeah. Slide into your son's DMs.
Okay.
And sure. Be like, hey.
Hey, situation.
I know you have blocked me, but I'm contacting you from my burner account.
That's right. Which Paul would have.
Yes, he would.
For sure.
Because at this point, Leo and his dad aren't talking.
No, they're not. They're still on the outs.
No, but Leo has got the massive horn for how much Krista is impressing his dad.
I agree.
Daddy issues.
That is Chef layered kisses. Daddy issues, isn't it? Because then your daddy issues are being a daddy to the girl that you love.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, that's a lot to unpack. Where, yeah. Again, Georgie Stone's mum could have a field day.
Oh, my God. It would just be so much joy for her
yeah.
to be like, sorry, tell that to me again.
Yeah, that's right.
So who's the daddy?
Yeah.
Paul stays with her and he's ringing Leo. Oh, my God. I still can't get over that. So she needed David. He's not there because he's dead.
Inconveniently.
So she's like, fine, I'll have the other one.
Yeah.
Leo comes in. Not there.
No.
For her. Is there actually a person that doesn't let Krista down in her life? Misha's gone.
I was going to say Melanie.
Yeah. Yeah. Melanie
took
there.
The heat for her.
Yeah. Melanie has been a solid person for her. But Paul didn't think to ring her.
No.
But Paul didn't let her down.
God, no, he didn't.
No. And so he's with her in the hospital. Dr. Ma is there.
She honestly has not had a great time of working at Erinsborough Hospital.
No, she hasn't. So she's had her own anthrax situation.
Yeah.
She's had David, who was her friend, pass away.
Yeah.
And she was, I feel like she was.
No, she was there.
She was there in the hospital. Has there been a bombing or something?
There was a hostage situation.
Hostage? Oh, yeah. What else? I mean, Toadie's kids constantly need help for concussions and kidnappings.
Yeah, exactly.
God knows what else is happening there.
That's right.
And she very smartly, so one thing, obviously it was done for television, but she says, I'm going to look at the baby. Now, my obstetrician when I was pregnant, never referred to the baby as a baby.
Right.
Always the pregnancy.
Is that right?
Yeah, because it's not a baby until it's born.
Mm,
it's pregnancy.
Okay.
And you would think that under the scenario where maybe that you wouldn't say the word, but it's very triggering.
Yeah. Yeah. And Remy would have known it was highly likely that this was not a good end.
Yeah. Even just like she would know as a doctor, but even though she's had a baby, so she's known not to exercise.
That's right. That's right.
I mean, she probably would have. She probably would have been a walker.
She seems like a sensible type, person. She?
Yeah. I mean, she would have been telling Cara not to pop into saunas when she was pregnant.
Well, that's right.
But anyway, she turns the screen away from Krista and Paul.
Mm.
And then she really tries to find a heartbeat.
Yeah.
And there's not one.
Oh, awful.
And I want to point out that when Vaya was working the last time we recorded the podcast, she didn't know this was going to happen. Even though, as we said, they laid it all out for us.
Yeah.
But none of us knew.
We didn't pick it up.
And she didn't watch this episode until after we'd recorded it and it not be usable. And she's like, oh, God.
Yeah.
How did you guys watch this and then podcast it and now you're going to podcast about it again?
Actually, it's a lot, isn't it?
It is a lot. I didn't watch all of those scenes again yesterday, I've got to be honest.
Because, yes, Dr. Ma has to tell her she's lost the baby and then tells her she has to give birth.
Yep.
And Krista says she's not going to have any drugs to do it, which far out.
Yeah, because, I mean, the payoff of labor is meant to be a baby.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've actually, I don't know why, I assume that it's the internet gods, but I have been getting a lot of stillbirth content on TikTok this week. and this is common. Like, yeah. This is normal because it's the best thing for your body.
Yeah.
But also, like, I feel like if men gave birth, it wouldn't be the best thing for the body.
Absolutely not.
I feel like cesarean would be.
I didn't watch them again, but I just, how real it was, yeah. I was really taken aback by, especially for Neighbours, like a quote unquote family show. It was very graphic, I guess is the word, how she was giving birth. Like, it was. Yeah, and as an actress, like.
As an actress, the writing and Krista Majella were amazing.
Yeah.
We made a post on our Instagram and Majella wrote back, so I just want to reference that. Majella on her socials dedicated her performance to Emma Steele, who wrote the episode, and Emma Steele's son. And so, that extra layer of heartbreakingness that it's like, yeah, it was just written really well. And the performance, Dr. Ma, amazing.
Yeah.
But Krista and Paul, next level.
I mean, Stefan Dennis.
Oh, my God.
His acting.
Yeah.
In a moment of tragedy, like the way that he acted out those scenes when David died and then acting out this with Krista.
Yeah. And also, like, I don't know when. So he had a concussion and he's got time off. Presumably coming up soon.
Yeah.
So I don't know if. Like, he's actually even well when he's filming this.
Yeah.
Because he's had to have time off. And I don't think he had the time off, like, straight after the concussion. Like, I think it was found, like, oh, you need rest. So we made a Instagram about the episode being well written and the performance by Majella being heartbreaking. And, of course, I called out Stefan Dennis because why wouldn't you? Majella wrote back, thank you so much, lovely ladies. Feeling a lot of love and support from the fans. It's so incredible. Our Neighbours community, sometimes we can be a little ferocious, but I'm so glad that she's feeling that love because it was such a powerful performance.
Yeah. But, I mean, you know, that whole situation was just heartbreaking. Mm. And then Leo turned up finally.
Right when he wasn't really needed anymore?
No.
I guess he was needed.
Right when Paul had done the heavy lifting.
Yeah.
And in the moment of, like, I was bawling because I cried everything, but – I was really taken out of the moment by Leo turning up in black pants and a black jacket and long white socks.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not like him to have socks.
No, it really, I have to say, took me from where I was though.
Yeah.
So that's a vivid memory I have of that.
I wonder where he was that he had to wear socks.
He also said, I left my phone at the vineyard, which says to me he wasn't at the vineyard.
Okay.
Maybe he has a whole secret life we don't know about.
Oh, he must, because whatever happens in his normal life is not. Like, he's literally on a Tuesday at 2 p.m. having coffee with Krista at her work and not at his.
Not at his.
No. Mm. My gosh. So there's a collection of – the most amazing Stefan Dennis part was when he had a broken part in his suit.
Oh.
And Dr. Ma's like, she sees that things are, you know, starting to get – really painful for Krista physically and mentally. And she's like straight on it with the, all right, come on, you wreck, Paul.
Yes.
Get yourself cleaned up.
I thought that was great.
Yeah. And so he sews it and he starts to sew it and he talks about his grandma.
Bless.
That we would get a Helen Daniels moment in this.
Stop it.
And then we have a whole lot of scenes where Krista's looking at the empty cuddle cot. And she talks about her hopes and dreams for the baby whose name is
Hope.
Yeah. And then she needs to leave the hospital and the baby is taken from her at some point. Erinsborough is just taking people's family off them. Very Erinsborough hospital.
Just?
Oh, my God.
It's like chop chop.
Yeah. Also, you can take your baby home in this scenario.
Yeah, right.
For a couple of days. That's what the cuddle cot does.
That was not offered to her.
No. But can you also imagine taking it back to the share house?
Oh, yeah, true. Yeah.
No.
But,
I mean, I guess she doesn't really have, like, a solid home in the way that some people do.
True. She has a hotel room and a share house.
Yeah. So I can understand. But some people, they take time to say goodbye.
Yeah.
And that's fair. But not at Erinsborough Hospital. Get out.
Yeah. Or Aaron comes to visit her, though, before she goes home, which is quite a moment.
Yeah. And it's the first time he's been there since David died. I can't imagine how triggered he was.
You know what, though? It's not going to be the last time either, because the monotony with which people go to that hospital is a lot.
He even if his contract ends at the end of the year, he's going to go 8 times.
Oh, and then some.
What do you reckon will happen with him? I don't know how long his contract is, but what do you think will happen with that whole family?
I reckon they'll go. I think Nicolette and Aaron and the baby will go maybe like back to Daylesford or something. Like they're here for a good time, not a long time.
Yeah, okay. I think you're right. I think, yeah, I don't know if we can watch Aaron find love again.
Nah.
And also like I don't want to watch him just be a widower.
Yeah. Like I think they have to get rid of him.
I mean, like I appreciate watching his grief.
Sure.
But I don't know. Like I don't want a toady situation where he marries 100 people.
I mean, he might marry Therese the way things are going.
Yeah, to be honest. I mean, she'd make a great wife in that scenario.
Wouldn't she just? I mean, not her first rodeo.
No.
So Krista goes back to their share house and he's left with goddamn Haz, who says,
"These things are meant to happen," or something.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
What at all?
Like, I can understand. Like, I think people say this for an earlier miscarriage.
Yeah.
Like maybe the baby was going to be really sick.
Yeah.
We don't know. And like a good reprieve from future pain. But this it doesn't was not discount the pain.
One of those situations.
No.
It's also like, you know, when people say, oh, when someone dies, like you can't make them worse. Just say something. Mm. I think Haz made it worse.
Oh, he made it worse. Because Krista is thinking for sure that it was a very hot room, which someone points out, Leo.
Yeah. Cheers, Leo.
Thanks, Leo. It was hot. he could do the weather.
He could actually.
Yeah. Hot rooms.
Monday to Thursday.
Yeah.
Cooling down.
When you leave the hot room.
Seriously. I'd watch that.
Who wouldn't?
Yeah.
So she's thinking that. She's thinking about the drug use. She's thinking about all of the trauma she's been through since. Like,
the way the baby was conceived.
Yes. It's all trauma for that fetus and for her.
Yeah.
And she doesn't need that pointed out.
No. Has.
Now, Has.
Okay.
Now, I didn't record properly. Now, I'm going to double check the recorder. It does appear to be red.
Excellent.
And the numbers are moving. You have a theory. So, Has. Right before the party, Harold's was broken into, ransacked. People knocked over a bookshelf, which we know is a big problem.
That's a big problem.
And Haz gets a video link, which most people would consider as spam.
Yeah.
And he clicks on it, and it's a video of the person doing the ransacking.
Who looks exactly like him.
It's Haz.
Yeah.
Byron says, oh, how's your brother? Like just exposition neighbors.
Yeah, apropos of nothing.
Yeah. And Mackenzie says, I've got a brother. And he's like, oh, he's nothing like me.
Honestly. Run, Mackenzie, run. Seriously. Anyway.
Oh, my God.
I'm willing to acknowledge I may have gone down a rabbit hole.
Okay.
But I'm still in it, right?
No, you're still there. So it is Haz in the video. As far as we're concerned, the person looks exactly like Haz.
Yeah.
And is at Haz's workplace. So, correct. I mean, you know.
But then during the week, A, as you mentioned earlier, has helps Krista with the IT stuff.
Yep. Which is not a skill we knew he had.
No. Also, we see Haz with the earphones in, listening in on conversations.
Yeah. Now, I blocked that, I got to say, because it is a big week.
Yeah.
It's a big week on Neighbours to put in anything like that.
Yeah. Whereas I'm here for the minutiae, and I watched along the week these things with Haz, and I have developed this very deep and abiding theory that there are two of them.
Okay.
That he has an evil twin.
Okay. So he has an evil twin.
And they're swapping in and out.
And you mean we are seeing both.
Correct.
Has and hasn't.
Zen and hasn't.
Hasn't.
Because I think hasn't is the one doing all the IT stuff.
Yeah.
Because has isn't clever enough for that, I don't think.
Yeah, fair enough.
And I want to give Haz the benefit of the doubt that it was hasn't that said the bad thing to Krista.
Okay, okay.
And it was hasn't that broke in
to the cafe.
To the cafe.
And who is surveilling Mackenzie?
Hasn't.
Hasn't. Okay. And where is Haz when these things are happening? Well, does he know?
That's where my theory falls down a bit, because he doesn't know in my head. Mm-hmm. But is he locked in a cupboard or something? I don't know.
Oh, he must be, because how do you just let your evil twin brother move into your house when you're not
true.
There?
Yeah, true. That seems a bit. Look, the theory might not hold up, but I don't know what the other theory is, right? Unless it's like a, you know, brain tumor thing or like,
oh, yeah.
You know, something like that. Or Haz is just an evil guy, right?
And we've had mentioned on the council by a counsellor that, oh, they don't want it to be a, like, evil personality thing.
Yeah.
I liked they had a psychosis.
Oh, yeah.
Theory. So it's like it's the other personality but, like, only for that psychosis period.
Yeah. Okay, because then I'm going to go a bit into the week after, because I think this is a useful place to do it. So the end of that week we had the call that Aaron got from David.
Hey, boo.
Hey, boo.
Now, we saw David. Like, there's a lot of Neighbours stuff about there not being blood when Kate died.
Yeah. Yeah. Fine.
I think there was blood. There was blood. Yes.
There was blood. Definitely.
There was blood. There was a dead body. There was a dying declaration on a voice memo.
Correct. I'm convinced David's dead. Although, to be fair, there was one part in the story where – in the story. Neighbours, the story. In the
These
week,
are your stories that you sit down and watch.
That's right. I watch my stories. Aaron goes round to Mackenzie. It feels like Aaron went there around there to check if Hendrix ever called her from the dead. I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
And she's like, no, because – that's not a thing. And then everyone's like, nah, he's dead. And then Aaron said a great line, which was, David could come back. Look at Dee. And I was like, fair.
Yeah.
Neighbours.
And Harold.
And Harold. So I think Ramsay Street has given people a false sense of security about coming back from the dead.
Yeah. And, like, I ran into somebody, like an old friend of mine recently, and her father had just passed away. And I literally said to her, he'll come back to you sometime.
Yeah.
And I meant that genuinely, because my dad comes to me in numbers.
Yeah, right.
And I will, like, I opened my share account today, and my dad's date of birth was in the numbers.
Yeah, wow.
Right? So I'm like, okay, cool, Dad. I'm buying the right shares. Thanks.
Yeah, thanks.
Thanks, because I don't know.
He didn't call you, though.
No, he didn't call me, and he didn't call me boo.
Because that'd be a bit weird.
But, like, it's reasonable to think they'll come back to you.
Of course.
Because they're in your soul.
That's right.
But not on the phone.
Yeah. But then the other thing, so I think that's hasn't as well. Mm-hmm. And then the other thing we see.
So has hasn't, because we know hasn't's good at IT.
Correct.
Has he hacked in and got the voice memos?
Yes. Because also this week we got the Jane banana tape.
Yeah. Yeah. I'd almost forgotten.
So basically the students of Erinsborough were treated to a sex tape of Jane where she holds a banana.
Which, a very ladylike sex tape.
Isn't it?
Perfect.
And she says, let me show you how much I've missed you with this. And I can only assume whatever she did next was bloody messy.
I hope a banana wasn't too ripe.
Well, seriously. But the point of this going back to hasn't is then later in the week we see either has or hasn't on the computer deleting a folder that says Jane.
Right.
So he is in charge of the sex tape. Not in charge. Created the fake, the deep fake sex tape.
Yeah. Now, Jane says, because she did go into the bedroom.
To have breakfast.
To have breakfast with her
lover.
And there was a banana.
There was a banana.
I love how she's like, it's a fake.
Yeah.
And it's like,
is it though?
Is it?
Because I feel like that's what I'd say if a sex tape of me got leaked on it.
Yeah, unless I looked really good.
And they'll be like, oh, no, that's definitely me.
Yeah, that's me. That's the way my body looks.
If there was a ring light and I was like at the right angle, sure.
And it was a good banana.
Yeah, I mean, sure.
So we've got David and Mackenzie's like, but wait a second. We've got dead people calling.
Yeah.
We've got a deep fake. She calls it a deep fake too.
Yeah.
By the way, deep fake. Deep.
Deep. Deep banana.
Deep banana. And then Aaron's like, no, my dead husband really called
me. Yeah, no, mine was real, guys. Relax.
And then someone said it. Max says it must be, she says it to Haz.
Yeah.
Must be someone they know.
Yeah, and basically says it must be a shit bloke that would do that.
Yeah.
And that's when Haz or hasn't goes and deletes the Jane folder.
Yeah.
Which was right next to a folder titled Tax. And one that says Harold's paperwork.
My God. So that's Haz.
Is it? I don't know.
Jeez.
I need to know. I didn't think anything Haz ever did would be interesting to me, but this is.
I don't understand why, like, what's the deal with, like, why attack Aaron and Jane?
Well, this is, again, where my theory falls down.
Like, I'm okay with him attacking himself and the cafe. Fine. Whatever gets you off.
Go nuts.
Yeah. But yeah, I don't want to shame his kink. But
if he's into bookshelves falling over, you do you.
You do you. But when you start to harm other people.
Correct. That's when it's an issue.
Yeah.
Also, let's not kink shame Jane either.
No.
But who bloody dobs about the sex tape? Bloody Dex. That kid does nothing but look sad and dob on people.
Yeah, but do you I think it's weird because, like, one of the points this week when JJ's like, I can't believe you want to rob your wonderful boss, Therese. Yes. And I'm thinking, have you met Therese?
Yeah, like, fine.
Therese has insurance.
Yeah, it's fine.
If this guy gets to go to the Philippines and get away from his son with the same mole.
Correct, so be it.
So be it. But he's just selling copper. Yeah. Kate would want me to point out that copper – when her grandfather's plaque was stolen.
That's right.
It was copper.
That's right.
So there are worse things that you can steal in the copper land.
I agree.
Somebody's grieving plaque.
Bigger problem.
By the way, as a South Australian, could you say plaque?
Plaque.
Plaque. Plaque. By the way, South Australians have the best accent in Australia.
It's because we weren't convicts.
Yes. Oh, is it?
Yeah, we speak the Queen's English. They were all free settlers.
I didn't know that's what it was. I just thought it was Christopher Pine.
I mean, he's great. But that's, yeah. No, that's why.
Ah.
Bit of history.
Oh, so you were not stealing bananas, love.
No.
No.
No, very much not.
No. I thought, and also you have good schools, right?
Yeah. I mean, sure. Yeah. Some.
So.
Speaking of the copper, yesterday had an incident where I was concerned about myself in that I was in the car with my friend in this local area and she said, oh, there's a lot of cops around here, because there were. I don't know why. And she goes, I wonder what that's about. I literally said to her, it must be that building site stuff. And she's like, what building site stuff?
You're like people stealing copper.
I stopped and I said to her, oh, shit, I was watching Neighbours this morning and it was on that.
It wasn't the news, Beck.
I thought that's why the cops are in South Melbourne.
Oh, my God. I was at a bomb thing yesterday.
Oh.
Yeah, that might have been why they were out and about.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I was in Moonee Ponds yesterday and we were lining up for viral Vietnamese rolls.
Sure.
You know, because if you're without your child for the day, you will do a TikTok.
That's right.
Line up. then my husband kept looking down, going, oh, the cops are there. And I said, oh, they're just, you know, they're
getting
just,
their Vietnamese rolls.
Yeah. Or the traffic lights aren't working, yeah, whatever. Calm down. And then we get in the car and he says, they're still there. And I immediately jumped onto his thing and was like, should I do a U-turn? Let's go down and look. And the cop, I tried like twice. I pretended in my head, I'm like, no, I live just down that road.
Yeah, obviously.
Which I don't. I need to go there. And she said, no, you're turning. And she looked at me with some stern ass eyes.
Yeah.
And then I did. And then we tried to look and we couldn't see anything. And then we get home and on the news they've got the little bomb robot out.
Oh, God.
There was like a package on the street.
Wow. At least yours was a real thing. At least you didn't think Neighbours was real life like I did.
Maybe Hazard did it.
I don't even know. But look, with all this cop talk, we are burying the lead.
Yeah.
So the week really starts with what I'd like to call Chekhov's chick lit.
Okay. Yep.
Yeah. Which is the book Holly's reading.
Ah, oh, okay. Yeah, yeah.
What by was it Beth called? O'Leary.
And it's a real book?
It's a real book. Okay. Yeah. So Felix spills coffee on her book at the cafe.
Because he is the worst. Now, she has bought him a coffee in the past.
Correct.
And this is him trying to buy her a coffee?
Correct. And he spills it on her book. Now, the book then takes on a lot of importance. There's a scene where she, and I think it's Byron, are drying the book with a hairdryer. Now, look, I'm all for sort of, you know, being good to the environment and not over-consuming, but, like, seriously, buy a new book or download it on your Kindle or something. Like, don't dry a book with a hairdryer.
Also, like, can you imagine, like, Felix will probably dump, like, a pile of water on the Kindle next.
Correct. But also, what is your life, the two of you spending your afternoon drying a book? So then the book, what happens is Felix then gets a new book for her. Apparently he buys it at the secondhand bookshop.
What was it, a right prescription CD?
That does happen later in the week. Yeah. But he buys it at secondhand bookshop. Now, anyway, whatever.
Did he buy the same book?
Yeah, the same book. But you can't just go to a secondhand bookshop and say, excuse me, do you have a copy of the latest Marion Keys? Like, I don't think that's how it works.
And also, like, I do a podcast about Neighbours and I can't remember the characters' names most of the time. And he photographic memoried that book?
Correct.
My God.
I know.
He's got some skills that he's not putting to use.
He does. He does. So then Holly turns into sort of Harriet the Spy, Holly at the Spy, because she finds a map in there.
Yep. So he puts it in. See, I completely missed this. It completely went over my head. He puts the map of his crime, because that's what criminals often do. They put notes down. They write them down.
On a map of the place, and then they write down exactly what they're going to steal.
And the time.
And the time.
Yeah.
So Holly at the Spy has a look at this map. Mm-hmm. And Carl's like, it's just Irene Rising. Don't worry about it. And she's like, no, it says things on there.
Yeah.
And she gets on the googs.
She does. She finds out what copper is.
Like, well done, babe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She also has skills.
She does.
Maybe she could stand in for John Long sometimes.
Actually, that's not a bad idea.
By the way, when Paul's trying to figure out who did the sauna, he wants to call Wong.
Yeah.
And we are all chanting at home, John Wong, Wong, John Wong. And Chelsea's like, no, don't call him. And we're like, Chelsea.
I reckon he does call John Wong though, because he has a couple of weird phone calls where he's like, can you get that to me ASAP?
100% he did, because he's like, Chelsea, you are good for the bedroom.
Yeah.
You are pretty reasonable at proofreading things.
Sure.
Like, you've done a lot of admin for me lately and I appreciate it, but you are not my investigator.
You are not my investigator.
And the bedroom business, she's not getting as much as she'd like.
She's not. And as Paul says to her, you've tried this four times today. I don't lack confidence, but I know I'm not that irresistible.
Yeah.
And when he said that, CJ, I thought of you.
You are. You are, Paul.
Yeah. Yeah.
But also, like, he knows he's got money and that he's interesting, but, like, twice a week interesting.
Seriously. He's not three times a day, Sarge.
No. God, he is not Sarge. He knows that.
He knows that.
Yeah.
I'm going all over the shop, but actually a lot was happening in the 1 week.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I was about to go into the crime, but then I forgot Chelsea proposed to Paul.
Oh my God. We are all over the shop, but this is because Vaya's not here.
That's right. So it's not really our fault.
And it doesn't matter because everyone's going to be happy to hear it because it's going to record. But yes, she does. But crimes. It's about gangs. It's always about gangs.
There's gangs. Felix has to steal the copper because
he wants to go to the Philippines.
Because gangs.
Yeah.
Actually, I don't think it is to do with gangs.
No, he said that the people that he's made that up, yeah. I think. Yeah. He just wants to go to the Philippines.
Yeah, correct.
Like and it is really that 2D.
How much is the trip though? Because JJ offers him $600 not to do it. He gives him $600. He's like, yeah, not enough. But I reckon if you went on Flight Center, you could get like one of those deals with like return flights and 3 nights accommodation, a 3-star hotel for $600.
Probably. But also like how much is his fake passport?
Oh, that's true. I didn't factored that into the price.
And I don't believe he's arranged that yet.
Yeah, he probably should have.
Yeah, and he's living with Wendy and Sarge. So I can't imagine they're charging him rent. And plus, when you leave prison, there's money.
Correct. This is, yeah, okay. There's some flaws.
Yeah. How long was he in prison? Like 3 years?
Yeah, I think so.
He would have had like at least $1,000.
Surely.
Yeah.
That's definitely return flights and 3 nights accommodation.
They have to pay because of, you know, the UN.
That's
right. You
have
to pay prisoners.
It's a thing.
Yeah, if they work anyway.
Yeah. Mm. But who's he got roped into his little plan? Slade.
Yeah. And Slade, he says that he would never deal with Slade unless he had to.
Turns out he had to.
Yeah. It turns out he's just an asshole.
Yeah. That's actually right.
And so JJ's like, okay, so now not only do I know about the crimes, I'm going to have to do them.
Well, first I think JJ's upset because Felix is going to do the crimes with Slade and he feels left out.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Luckily for JJ though, his mother decides to do a citizen's arrest of Slade.
She takes that kid down.
Tackles him in the Lassiter's forecourt.
And she says, like, you know, sometimes when somebody beats up your kid, you've got to tackle them to the ground.
I love it. You don't see enough citizens' arrests these days.
You do not. And Kara is perfect for this because
she was great.
She's a lovely – she looks actually quite gentle.
Yeah.
But she takes him down. And
so good.
Mama lion energy, you know.
It was great. Mm. But then what is there? There's a space for JJ in the crime ring.
Yeah. There's a spot opened up and we now know that genetically he's a crimer.
Correct. I forgot actually that not everyone knew that up until this week because we've known for so long.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So.
It's not a spoiler.
No. He says, you can help me with the crime, but you got to be there on time.
We are very punctual.
Crime starts at 6:15 a.m.
Yeah. You don't sleep on crime.
You do not sleep on crime.
And JJ's like, I'm a teenager. What?
He's like, what? Because that's when the security guards swap over. Apparently there's a 20-minute gap.
Therese.
I know, honestly, get back from Adelaide.
If you're going to have a swap over, do it in normal hours.
Or just swap over in the sense that one's there and the other one leaves.
Yeah, I love how they were like, we will do you security, but we will leave you open.
At 6:15.
Yeah, when it's barely light outside.
Correct. So JJ and Felix... They're sort of like bumbly Home Alone villains, but a father and son.
Mm,
mm. Mm. So they go down there.
Mm.
Holly at the Spy, though,
yeah,
has put two and two together and made four.
And she's made this just in time for
thankfully,
the time stamp.
I reckon about 6:10 a.m. she worked it out.
Yeah. And she goes next door. Now, I got the vibe that Andrew was just like out the front.
No, she said she texted him.
Oh.
She said, sorry, I didn't tell you last night. It was too late to call, but I know you're an early riser.
Yep.
And Sarge said, not this early.
No. But also, like, he does give 5 a.m. club.
He really does, doesn't he? Like, he's got some shit done by 6:15.
Yeah. I mean, if you're going to do it 3 times a day, you need
to. Well, you've got to get up early, don't you?
You do.
That's right. So Holly says, spoilers.
And as we know, you don't sleep on crime.
Well, you don't sleep on crime. That's exactly right. Holly says, funny story, your brother's robbing Irene Rising.
Mm.
And he's like, oh. That's
no, he's like, no, he's not. It's just a map. And then he's like, my brother's robbing.
So gets in the car, goes down there. just as they finish the robbing, as I understand it, and he sees Felix and JJ. JJ gets in the car. Now, does he have a license? I don't know.
No, he doesn't. He's on his L's. We've had that flagged a few times.
Yeah.
And we also don't assume he's any good at driving.
Well, wouldn't have thought. Well, clearly he's not, because what does he do, CJ?
He backs into a scaffold, a rolling scaffold. There's probably a name for that, but I don't know what it is. And he knocks that into his Sarge.
Yeah.
Uncle.
Yeah.
Uncle Sarge. And then Sarge is down. He's down. Like, they are heavy pieces of work.
Correct. But it was so dramatic. It was very slow motion.
It was slow motion, and the minute he got into that, because I've got a reversing camera on my car, and the minute he got into it, I thought, oh, no, that car doesn't have a reversing camera.
No, because it was just sort of a dodgy van.
Yeah, and like I don't know how young people now – I learned to drive without a reversing camera.
Yeah, but now you can't not.
No.
Yeah.
Like I can't park – like I parked out the front of your place. And there was a raindrop on my camera and I could barely do it.
Well, that's right.
Yeah.
But you would have seen Sarge coming.
I would have seen him, or I wouldn't have got in the car without a license and backed into something.
Well, there's that.
Yeah.
He
should have run. I don't know why he didn't run.
Yeah, that was silly. I actually thought Sarge was going to be dead.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I've got a flair for the dramatic, so.
But also we've had a lot of like neighbours being like, can you fall in love with him now?
Yeah. Yeah, correct.
Which is what they do before they kill someone.
Turns out there was basically nothing wrong with him.
No, he went to hospital though, got a hot – like, don't you love how it was like, Krista, your baby's dead, get out of the hospital.
Yeah, but Sarge, you got nothing wrong with you. Hang around for a few days.
Yeah. I mean, to be fair, like the police health insurance is probably footing the bill. But
sure.
But still they were like, no, you've got a headache.
Yeah.
Which I don't think he was hit on the head. But
no, I don't think he was.
No. Wendy, like, she's in and out visiting.
Yeah. She's got Therese pops in, fresh from Adelaide.
She's like, thanks for looking after my place.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oops.
Oops. Sorry I didn't arrange enough security, which I feel is probably in her building permit.
Correct. And Wendy's like, don't even worry about it.
Don't worry about it. It was Felix's fault. He's correct. The shit one.
Correct.
By the way, I had a go at Mel while you're away.
Yeah.
But we're still besties, yeah?
But let's have a savvy bee later and talk about it. Oh, not a savvy bee for Therese.
Oh, well, a savvy
water.
Blank
yeah.
for her. A savvy blank.
Yeah, that's right. So Andrew's in the hospital. Oh, we forgot about the bit where Byron dumped Sadie because Andrew gave him an unroadworthy
stick. Gave him a canary.
So good.
I loved it because that car has been parked on Andrew's street.
Yep.
4 months.
Correct.
Those tyres have been bald since Krista drove it back from Darwin.
Correct.
No.
What I enjoyed most was A, Andrew, anything to get rid of your daughter's boyfriend. And there was a bit of me that thought Byron was like, shit, I'm trying to get out of this relationship.
Yeah.
That'll do it.
It does seem like he was like, oh, it was really cute when I was taking virginity and I was
yeah,
there.
That was hot.
Yeah, that was hot. And now I've taken it twice and I've had a really long conversation with her dad about sex.
Yep. And her mum tried to get me to games night and I'm out.
Yeah, and her mum, yoo-hoo, Wendy's here, just walked into my house.
Not good.
That's something I need to take note of when I'm being a cool mum. I need to ring the doorbell.
Correct. Yep. Step one.
Yep.
So basically Sarge says to Wendy, I know who did this. It was my brother and his son. No, sorry, he didn't say son. He said it was Felix. And then Wendy went home.
Goes through the backpack,
yep. Finds the missing pages of the diary.
Oh, my God. By the way, I need to pay respect here to Felix. The fact that he's so loose with these pages, but whatever amazing photos Jules has sent in, he has got them under lock and key.
Correct.
He is not leaving them about.
No.
Thank you for that, because revenge.
It's yeah, respect for women.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's not good with paper though.
No. She obviously didn't write any stories.
No. So Wendy says, you're JJ's dad,
yep.
And Felix shows the birthmark.
Yeah.
The barcode.
Yeah. And when I was here last week, I was like, how is Wendy going to see JJ's bum?
You did.
Yeah. And Turns out didn't have to.
Didn't have to. Thank goodness for that. And then we got into this very sort of dramatic end of Thursday because Wendy says, well, we have to tell Cara and Remy.
Yeah.
So they call them into the hospital and say, funny story.
Mm.
Felix is the biological father of your child.
And they're like, no, 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 we did a DNA.
Adopted.
And they're like,
What I enjoy then is then they really followed it up with, and also your son just committed a crime with his biological father.
Yeah. Now JJ, they go looking for him. They're looking all the places.
All the places.
That's quite, it was, yeah. I mean, look, and Cara says at one point, like, one stupid mistake and now my kid's involved with crime.
If I had a dollar. I liked that Cara and Remy were very much on the same page though. Like it didn't descend into that whole you lied to me shit again. Like Remy was like, I've forgiven you for this. So. Yeah.
Hey, question, because this is your legal area, not copper crime. But we talked a lot about like how much Remy and Cara, like that argument.
Yeah.
Like what's your opinion on that?
I think it was not cool what Cara did. Like, yeah. It wasn't legal, but it wasn't cool.
It wasn't legal. But so many things aren't legal on
I mean,
show.
What is, though, on that show? I mean, look, if I'm getting legal about it, no matter what the sperm was, Remy was always JJ's other legal parent. So sperm schmerm in a way.
Yeah, okay, cool.
Yeah.
But, yeah, not cool.
Not cool, but legal. But which basically is the subtext of Neighbours, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Not cool, but legal.
Sometimes not, though.
Sometimes not.
When gangs.
When gangs.
So, yeah, you're right. They didn't descend into, like, going back to the more storylines of when we weren't there.
Yeah.
Which is, you know, it's a bit tedious.
It is.
And they find him and he's immediately going to put himself forward to the police.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I would book him a flight to the Philippines. What?
Yeah. Very. The whole thing. Very strange.
Isn't there some cases where the police don't follow up on stuff?
I reckon this, like, nothing got stolen.
No.
It's all still there.
Andrew's okay.
He's fine.
Yeah. And, like, really, if anyone's at fault, it's Felix.
I think the Erinsborough police have turned a blind eye to more, frankly.
Yeah. Why weren't they looking after the site?
I agree. This is a victimless crime.
Yeah. So, look, I don't know why he has to go and I really would like – Andrew says it's a good idea.
Yeah.
And it's like, no. It's Andrew, not though. Shut your mouth.
Yeah. Shut your pretty mouth.
And get it back on your wife.
Correct.
Because
– Three times Sarge.
He's behind schedule. He's been in the hospital.
That's right.
And I don't understand.
What I was disappointed by, and I'm sure this was like an artistic choice on the part of Neighbours, was that them telling him Felix was his dad was done in silence. Like we didn't get to hear the words.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Or am I just, does no one care?
I didn't really pick up because I've known for so long.
True, yeah.
In fact, like I get in trouble from other Neighbours girls that I like, I'm too into spoilers.
Yeah.
But like, I have not felt any guilt about this because it is so clear.
Yeah, true.
Yeah.
It leaves a lot of interesting stuff for next week though.
Yeah, it does. So they tell him.
Yeah.
And, well, not, they don't verbally tell him. No. But there's a pantomime.
That's right.
And so he knows.
Yeah.
And Felix is gone.
Is he though?
No, probably not.
Yeah.
But I one of the things that I think we're meant to think now is – because we've got the cop brother and the criminal brother, I think we're meant to say, like, that's the line in the sand for them.
Yeah.
They're not going to be brothers anymore. And yeah. I don't buy that because I feel like police, like, they're involved in crime every day because they the justice system is part of crime.
Correct.
Yeah. And I don't think that you necessarily hold that against your brother.
Yeah.
And I do think that you might be like, look, you can't live here.
Yeah, I think that would be fine.
Yeah. And like maybe they don't catch up that much.
Yeah, you just know. On special occasions just when he comes to visit his son who lives next door.
Yeah. But also like I think if he was a murderer or a rapist.
Sure.
That's different.
Copper, schmopper.
Yeah. Who cares?
Who cares?
Who cares? He wasn't even driving the car. His son was.
That's right. He didn't even get the copper.
No. My gosh.
Can I just have a quick moment for Carl Kennedy organizing his records in the order of the songs his children were conceived to?
Yes, yes. But who doesn't have one?
Holly. And I was like, did we all forget how Holly was conceived?
I've forgotten.
Well, it was with Izzy Hoyland.
I remember that bit.
But I was like, as if Susan's going to go, oh, yeah, put that, what was it? Sort of late, not early 2000s.
Voodoo Child.
Voodoo Child. That would have been good, actually.
Can you imagine if she went and got, like, she's download Apple Music because yep. that's how she's going to get
of
it.
Of course.
And popped on Voodoo Child. I mean, that would be amazing.
So good. But it was all a bit weird when Holly's like, I'm just going to think about how there's no soundtrack to my conception. I'm like, well, he was having an affair, so I don't think Susan would be putting the Voodoo Child album up no. there.
We did hear names of songs that I can't remember.
Yeah. And also when Melanie dropped the Right Prescription record.
Was he listening to his own music?
I think he was, yeah. God. But luckily there was many at the secondhand shop.
Yeah. And she said many. None at all.
I mean.
Bless. She's really trying. So all the sort of C storyline all week is that she thinks Carl wants her out.
Oh, yeah.
And he's not – he doesn't want her out. He's just cheap.
Yeah.
He's stolen a newspaper from work. So this poor nurse who's trying to find a one-bedroom apartment right. near the hospital.
She's lost all her circled bits.
All that time she has spent on it.
That is such tight-ass Carl, isn't it, though, taking the newspaper from the hospital. Like, that's very on brand.
Yeah, and taking it from somebody who's paid less to do more work.
Correct. Oh,
also,
God.
Why is he still at the hospital? Doesn't he not work there now?
What does he do?
Do you think he's going back to just like because doctors can do that, right? They yeah. can just go for shifts. He did tell Remy self care.
That's
he gave
true.
Her a self talk. I was pretty impressed with that actually.
Yeah, true.
It's quite evolved.
Yeah, who knew?
So yeah, next week I think we're gonna have a lot more Haz.
Yeah,
stuff.
I hope my theory is true. I don't think it is, but I hope it is.
Yeah, I hope so too. We're also going to have baby Hope's funeral.
Oh.
So
of which Paul is the unofficial celebrant.
Well, Susan's not around.
Actually, that's a good point.
So I just got did the goosebumps that I felt just appear on my arm at the idea of Paul being a celebrant?
Yeah, I think you had a little moment.
Could you imagine? You're making a website of him, his celebrant business.
Paul Robinson celebrant.
Paul Robinson.
In like a three-piece suit.
Yes. White one maybe.
White Paul funerals.
He points out you don't need
you
a legal.
You don't need to be official, which was good, just in case there was any concern.
But also like, really?
I feel like you do, but.
Because you remember like in COVID how there was rules on weddings and.
Yeah. They were in like, the same category.
Yeah.
Anyway. Look. Whatever. Not for us to judge.
No, we can't judge.
And also, I guess next week, maybe JJ's going to be in the slammer.
Oh.
Sharing a cell with his dad.
I am very, very glad that Toadie's in Disneyland.
Thank Christ.
By the way, how many days is he going to Disneyland?
3 weeks, I think.
Mike, like actually at the parks?
Well, I don't know.
Because I think it was like about $800 US. For us to go to the park for 2 days. Just the park, not the hotels.
Do you think Toadie's ever coming back?
Nah.
Good.
I certainly hope he is not back by the time JJ needs to pick a lawyer.
Oh, God. Yes. Use Mackenzie. Oh,
please use Mackenzie.
Yeah.
Also, I need to shout out to the Mars because Remy constantly is like, criminals are bad. Why do we keep letting them into Erin's bar.
It's a fair question.
Yeah. They're good mums.
They're great.
Them.
Yeah. Yeah.
Citizen or citizen of the week.
All right. Well, citizen or citizen for the fortnight.
Oh, for the fortnight.
Now, should we point out what we had last time?
Yeah.
And if it's changed.
Sure.
Yeah. So you did a citizen.
Yes, which was Paul.
And I did a citizen. Which was, gosh, there's no recording, so who knows?
Was it Toadie? No, he was already gone.
I don't know. Oh, Chelsea.
Of course.
Now, I think we both still feel that very strongly.
Yeah.
And we have gleaned over Paul Love a lot.
Yeah.
Because we really spent a lot of time on it in the first time.
To be fair.
About this.
Yeah.
And that's because Vaya's not here. And secondly, because Paul was amazing.
Correct. So we can talk about him as much as we like.
Mm.
I actually think I'm going to stick with him because he was great this week. Leo's coming back to the penthouse. He's going to be the unofficial celebrant. He brought the food tray around to the house with the food.
I loved that.
No, I'm doubling down, 100%.
He was his hostie so self
good.
In that.
So good.
He rolled that in. Paul, when his children need him and like him,
yeah,
has a spring in his step.
Or even not his children, his children's other girlfriend, fake child.
When I was a kid, my mum used to, if I was sick, she'd like poke me when I was asleep and be like, does your throat hurt?
Oh, yeah.
Because he'll tell the truth. If you poked Paul in his sleep, is Christy your kid?
Yep.
Yeah. She's mine.
I was going to say it's weird then that she's having sex with her brother, but that's not the first time that's happened with Paul's children.
Or with Leo.
Yeah. So, fine. Nothing to see here.
No. So, I am going to double down on Chelsea.
Yeah.
Because
what happens when we find out? Like, I don't know that it's murder, but it feels like something bad should happen to her.
I don't know if Tom's right. I don't know if she will get pregnant. I think she's going to give it a red hot go.
Yeah.
She's going to get as many stumpings as she can.
Isn't she just?
And she's going to that acupuncturist. It's probably some acupuncturist that she's read about on Instagram.
Yeah, that's right. She saw a TikTok.
Yeah. It got like an 85-year-old person pregnant or something.
That's right.
And then I do think, however, that she won't get pregnant, but she will pretend she's pregnant. I think she'll do the fake thing. And I think we're going to find out that she did this, but Paul can't get rid of her because he's knocked her up.
Brilliant.
And Leo wouldn't make him because Leo, you know, he wasn't there for Brittany.
Yeah. Yeah, I've heard.
Yep. Yeah, for several times.
Yeah.
So I think that's it.
Okay.
That's well, my there you opinion go. Anyway.
I like it.
All right. This has been Neighbours. We are on Neighbours Council on Facebook. If you're not in that, come join it. Nicest place on the internet.
Isn't it just?
And on Instagram, we are Neighbours Pod. And I'm CJ, the Hot Mess Mum. And you are Beck.
I am. I'll be in the council. Come and tell me what you think about has and hasn't.
Please do, because we were meant to ask you that last week. And also, where can we find you? If you're into football, like Yashvi?
Yep, Chicks Talking Footy.
Excellent. All right. Thank you.
Bye.
I'm just going to say, because it needs to be said, where the fuck is Susan Kennedy?